Noisin loy matbeya hayoytze b'yoyse shor. Enachnam, you don't pay back with that matbeya that you made up, because that's not called a peroyin. It's not worth anything right. It's not worth anything right now. The king said he can't use it. Like if quarters went out of circulation, so even though you made up, you pay me back 25 quarters, you can't pay back with quarters. So rather you have to pay noisin loy matbeya hayoytze b'yoyse shor. You have to pay with the money that goes out at that time. The Rashi says that Bishas Peroyin, at the time when you pay up, to kibul all of losses lay matabeya, vailav matabeyu, to pay back the quarter that you originally made up, that's not a matabeya anymore. So Rashi says in Vadavka Havaya Promaktiya, we're talking about again where I lent you merchandise, avlaveyu mois, eshiuva mishalamle. But in the case where I lent you money, then the halacha is you have to pay back the same money I lent you. This is the first halacha, that noisim lay matabeya yetzav yetzashor. Ushmula Mashmul says no, Yochaloy Maloy, I have a right to tell you, Lei Chaitziyu B'Nation, I'm going to pay you back these quarters that I made up to pay you back at the beginning, even though right now here you can't use it, but it could be used someplace else in another city. So therefore, since I made up to pay for this merchandise with this type of a coin, I can still pay you back. The Rashi says, there's no Rashi on this. So that's the machlokes. Shmuel says still you have a right to pay back with the first coin because it could be used someplace else. Amar Rav Nachman says like this, Mistavra milso de Shmuel, it's a svara what Shmuel says, the yisle urcha lemeza lemeshan. If this person has the power, like has the road, like in other words, he's going to travel to Meshan anyway. He has business there, he has to go there anyway. So then you're right, even though right now here, the money is not worth anything, but since you could go to Meshan, therefore, I have a right to pay you back with this money that will be usable in Meshan. Let's say you have no way to get there, you're not able to go there, then loy, then avada doesn't make any sense, and how can you pay back with this type of a coin? This coin means nothing for you. You're not going to Meshan, it's not called money for you. That's what Rav Nachman wants to say. This thing more says, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav is the kasha to Rav Nachman. It says, Alocho, Ein Mechalalin Al Hamois Sheinem Yoitzois. You can't be Mechalal like Maise Sheini on money, that's not Yoitzois. Rashi says, Amoy Shein Yoitzois Kalav Yushlayim Talav Kesef Tzura Karinim Bey. That if you have Peiros Maise Sheini when you bring it up to Yerushalayim, or any place else, I mean before Yerushalayim, if you want to be paid the Peiros onto money, you have to have money that Yoitzis Yerushalayim, you have to have a Kesef Tzura. So Ein Mechal Nalmoy Shein Yoitzois. Ketzad, what's the case talking about? Hoyeloy Moyus Kuzvis Yerushalmius Oishel Malachim Horishonim. If you have money of Kuzvis, so Rashi says that's a Madeya Shaben Kuziva Yerushalmius Hevei. It's from Yerushalmius. Pochigasin Kuzmis Yerushalmius Oishel Malachim Horishonim of Kuzvis Yerushalmius Lenafti Klal. But this type of a coin right now is not used. In Yerushalayim they can't use such a coin. Even though maybe it was once upon a time used, but now you can't use it. So that's the halacha. Ketzad hoyeloy moyes kuzvius Yerushalmius oisha malachim orishayim ei mechalalin. You're not allowed to be mechalal maise sheni on this type of a money. Hoshel achroinim though dum you the rishayim mechalalim. But on the old money, like the new money, then you're allowed to. So Rashi says, Hoshel achroinim denafki b'medina cheres. Money that could be used in other cities. Vidum you the Rishonim, it looks like the beginning ones who bekach the Yenyotzes Kambim Koimim Shabala Bayis Shenislu Vakan. It's no good over here, but it could be used someplace else. Is Mechalin, then you could make the Maise Sheni onto this money. Said Rashi Viafagav the Lesli Urchalosom, even though you can't get there, Pumokim Shiyotzes. Because you have to take it to Yerushalayim and use it there. Still, you see, since it could be used someplace, it's called money. Therefore, v'kashal Rav Nachman alivu d'Shmuel, the yom avolest liyuchol meishon loy, that you said before, Shmuel said, it's a kashal Rav Nachman, the way he learned Shan Shmuel, that if you don't have a way to get to that city, it's not called money. And here we see, even though you don't have a way to get to that city, still the maisa, the money, is called money, since it could be used in that place. So the Gemara says like this,
Or Malay, Hochra B'may Askinon, you know what we're talking about over here? Kishen Malchus Makpido Yisu Azu. We're talking about with a kingdom, not Makpid, you let it travel from one city to another city. So if even though you don't have an urcha, even though you don't have a way to get there, still it's called a good medina. Still it's called a good matveya. So Morris says, El if so, Elik Yoma Shmuel, if Shmuel's talking about then, Kisha Malchus Makpid Zu Azu, if Shmuel is talking about even when the Malchus are Yer Makpid Zer Zer, if so, Heichi Motzi Mamtilu, how could you bring the money there? The Rashi says, Kisha Malchus Makpid is the Tmiya. Ehochi, kiyis le urchalimation, even if you have a place to give a way to get there, heichi motzi mamtilu, how could he get there? Ho ki botku luhu b'nei medina zu, when the b'nei medina, like the borders, when they'll check you out, mishkachi le oisin moyes, they'll find this money, masadile, they'll take it away, like they're makbid, they don't want that money to be in this section. Sumer says, the mamtile adehat chak, that you could bring it adehat chak, Deloy bechashoy. So Rashi says, "Mashani deloy bechashoy." Shein makpid and kolkach sheed boidkun mechavshin adov azir. But you bring it in quietly, that much they don't check it out. You don't have to keep it open to show it off. If you do it quietly, there they won't catch you. So that's the teretz over here. So therefore, we're talking about now that this coin, since it is yotze in one place, therefore it's called a coin. Therefore, it could be mechalal yemoyis ma'aseh sheni on it. And like the Mordechai just says again, that you do it quietly, just v'mishkach chikhafti. If they find you, then they'll be makpid. Toshma, come here. It says halacha ein mechalalin al moyis shel kan v'hein bebovel. You can't be mechal la money that's here, and if they're in bovel. So Rashi says, "Ein mechal na moyes shakan, v'im bovel. Ein mechal in meis sheni, al moyes shakan, Yerushalayim, v'ha moyes, v'ha bailam bovel." You can't use Yerushalayim dika money when the peiros or the bailam are in bovel. Hoil v'yenim yoytzes miyad b'mokim shein. Since you can't use that money there in bovel. The binin motzav yotcha. It has to be the money that could be used right now, b'leka. For loyal shall bovel, and who are then you can't use bovel money? V'hein b'kan v'yutat in Yerushalayim. V'yaperis loy shoni lon kol hecher diyisnayu. Doesn't make a difference where the peris are. Yochel chalin v'hein chutz l'Yerushalayim. As long as the peris are outside Yerushalayim, it could be mechalit. But ketonim is what we learn over here, that ein mechalin ala moyer shokan v'hein b'bovel. You can't be mechal la money of Yerushalayim if you're in bovel. Alma, what do we see? Af agav diyislei urchalimation, even though you have a road to get there, like you're going to go to Yerushalayim, going hocha the soifal alois kan, you're going to end up going to Yerushalayim loitzi, and filo hocha lakarina beimoyis, hayoitzis. Still, it's not called money that goes out. You see, not like Shmuel. Again, Toshamat Gemara says, ein mechalin al moyis shokan, you can't be mechal on money over here, behind the bovel, you shlaim the money in bovel, since in bovel itself it's not yotzeis, you can't be mechal the meister shiny there. V'shel bovel behind, or it's the same thing, if you have bovel the money in your shlaim, it's no good, behind can. Shel bovel behind the bovel, mechalin. But you have money of bovel in bovel, then you could be mechal. Ketonim is what did we learn over here? Koponim, learning that ain mechal na moyer shakan, vein bebovel. Afagav the soifel meisik losim. Even though you're gonna take this Yerushalayim dika money, and eventually you're gonna go to Yerushalayim, but since right now the money is in bovel, and here you can't use it, it's no good. So who is he not like Shmuel? He says even though you could go, it's yochel loitzim v'meishon. Since still right now it's not called money. So Gemara says, "Hocher b'mayas kinnan." You know what we're talking about over here? Kishamalchios makpida is duazu. Here we're talking about the malchus are makpid very much. So Rashi says, "Yosimida." Here they're very, very makpid, and therefore the bechashoy yobatke. Even if you go quietly, still they check you out. Hilkach deicha mesukenesein shabov b'machus yishlaim shemakpidus. Here we're talking about the very, very makpid. Therefore, you can't use it. Fact, the Gemara, Yochi, if so, shall bovel. Tain be bovel, amai chozi. If you have bovel dika money, and true, the money now is in bovel. So you want to be paid the money now in bovel. The maestro shayna now in bovel. But what good is it? If this money cannot be brought to be used in Yerushalayim, so what good is it? So Gemara says like this.
Chozi de Zoven Bubahema, you could with this money buy an animal, or Masakli Yerushalayim, and you bring up this money to Yerushalayim, so that's why it's possible that this money could be brought into Yerushalayim. That's why you could be part of it. For at the Gemara, Ivo Tanya will learn like this. His kino the meda takono sheha moyes yoytzes b'Yerushalayim, that the money should be used in Yerushalayim.
In other words, the meda takono that all the money should be able to be used to be spent in Yerushalayim. So Rash learns the Kash Rizah so v'yamay ton aliyel v'loy shel bovel v'hein kan. You can't use bovel to come money here. Like if the takono was that even money of bovel could be used in Yerushalayim, says so, why can't you be paid the yamay shiny there? So my answer is like Hasha tell you, can bizman sheyav Yisrael to keep halu masoilam. When the Yad Yisrael is governor stronger, so they can make such a takana, that any money should be able to be used in Yerushalayim, therefore you could be praided on such money. But can here that we say you can't do it, is bizman sheyad umasoilam to keep al atzman. When the hands of the goyim are stronger over us, then we can't do it. Tana Rabban, learn like this. What's called the Madbeya Shayushlayim? It's like this. Dovidu Shloima Mitzad Echad. There's a picture. Rashi says, Kosev Mitzad Echad is written on one side. Dovid and Shloimoi. Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Achar. Rashi says, Umitzad Sheni Kosev Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. Not the pictures, but that's what was written on the Madbeya. Now, v'yezeyu matbeya shel Avraham Avinu, what's called the matbeya shel Avraham Avinu, v'yezeyu matbeyu, zoken is keino mitzad echot, it has a zoken and is a keino, was written on one side, and the bocharu b'sula mitzad achar. So Rashi learns, bocharu b'sula mitz yitzchok v'rivcha, and zoken is keino, that's Avraham v'saru. Boy min a rovim rav chizda. So rov yes a shal from chizda. Hamal v'res chaver al hamatbeya. If somebody lends money, al hamatbeya on money, v'hoisifu olaf, and then he adds on to it. He adds on to the money. So Rashi says v'hoisifu aleya mau alibu derav the yom anoisin loy matbeya shloi shesho heichud v'hoisifu olaf mai. If you have to, like we said before, if you give a promaktia, if I give you merchandise that's supposed to pay me back a matbeya, and we made up a set price, and now that matbeya is not used now, so you have to pay me back the matbeya, that's yoytzeh b'yoytzeh. So according to this halacha, Ali b'derav, that we had before the yomar, noisin loy matbeya, shaloy shashor, you have to give him back the matbeya, that's going out of noisin shor, heichid ha'yisifu lof, if it's worth a little bit more right now, what's the halacha, like is it nechsei kiribis or not? Omar Leis is said back like this, v'yafilu kinafya, like even if this much money is added onto the coin also, omalayin yes, omalaya filu kitarchio, that's even a bigger measurement. The Rashi says sela godol, the midah machzekas roiva, even if the coin is much bigger right now, omalayin yes, still you have to pay back this bigger coin. For at the Gemara, if so, v'ho kozailim peri, like the peris now are cheaper. So Rashi says legaba matbeya zu, that you know, with this matbeya you could get much more peris. Nimtza comes out shemeshtak ezu v'taisefesh, you're gaining on the deal. V'yena doyma l'rishayin of heavy rivis comes out right now, you're paying back much more than I first gave to you, so it looks like rivis. Like I Malvi, I lent you promaktia, I lent you some merchandise, and there's a set price, how much are you supposed to pay me back? And now you're paying me back a bigger coin, so I'm getting more than I gave you, that's like rivis. So it should be yosa. Alright, a turnover. Smor says like this, Amar Rav Asher, Vashi says, Chazin and let's see, Imach mas tivo zil, if it's because of the tivo, the coin itself zil, and then menakenle, and if mommy, then we take off. Then we don't give back so much, then it'll look like